Colin, give me a sense of what happened, why it is that Jaden Weans has been traded to Brandon by the Blades today.
Well, it's always one of the hardest parts of our job is moving 20-year-olds because we're only allowed to keep three, of course, and we had seven to start the summer. So, you know, each subsequent one doesn't get any easier, probably gets harder. And a guy like Weans, who's been with us, he was with us at 16, and then he didn't play during the Hub season at 17, but obviously was a big part of our team the last 2 years. And it's tough. It comes down to really just a numbers game for us. And you know, we have Wong and Wright, who are kind of our two established guys that we were not going to move at all. And then with Jake Chiasson being at NHL camp right now, and you know, I know that's an unknown, and people assume because he's signed in the NHL, he won't come back. But I guess I've had a lot of the same signs and signals that I did with Tristan Robbins a few years ago when he was signed and he came back. And it's just a bit of a different world now with COVID that these kids have all missed at least a year. And Jake Chiasson's case, he's missed 2 years, one with shoulder surgery and one with COVID cancellation. So I don't see it as far off as some people would for Chiasson to come back. And then we still have Spencer Chigrou as well, who's outstanding for us in the playoffs.
Yeah, it becomes difficult. It is the tough part of the job of trying to get down to three 20-year-olds. It's a good problem to have, and it's an unfortunate problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, you want to have that. You know, you want to have a big group of guys every year graduating and competing for those spots, so you're not out there needing to spend a bunch of assets to get them. I mean, I think in the last 3 or 4 months, we've added 3 second-round picks and 3 third-round picks and a couple other, like, we've added a lot of picks to our war chest, which is great because we're probably going to go out and spend those this year to go add when players become available. So, you know, with Jaden, the reason we did this now and in the division was, A, you know, yesterday 4 good players went on 20-year-old waivers, and those teams weren't able to get anything for those guys. Even the captain of a team went on waivers, and it's tough when there's too many good players for the amount of spots there are for 20-year-olds. So we felt getting ahead of it, getting 2 really good assets that could help us in the future. We had planned on playing Chigrou this weekend anyways at D, especially with Molendijk still being at camp in NHL with Nashville. Weans was probably going to be sitting this weekend, and we don't want that situation. So when there's a team that really wants him and is paying up for the right to get him, then I think it's best for both parties to do that.
Okay. You brought up Tanner Molendijk being away. What have you gotten back from NHL camps in time for opening weekend?
Well, we're kind of waiting on a day-to-day thing right now. We got Charlie Wright back, which will be a big help on our defensive core. We don't expect, obviously, Molendijk won't be back. Sidorov won't be back. He's on to main camp. Austin Elliott, our starting goalie, won't be back for this weekend. He's on at main camp as well. Chiasson won't be back. He's at main camp with the Oilers. So that's 4 pretty good players right there. When it comes to Lazowski, I've kind of been told 2 different things, so I'll wait and see until tomorrow night on that. I know he's on their main camp roster, but there's a world where he is released to us before the weekend, but I haven't been able to get that one buttoned down or confirmed. So at this point, I would assume he's not playing, but he's certainly got a higher chance than the others of coming back.
NHL Central Scouting seems to have the same expectations that you folks have for the Blades this season. They've got you ranked 9th in the CHL preseason rankings, which has got to be somewhat heartening.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's good to be acknowledged, but I think there's a lot of teams that are worthy of being in there with the way the league is very equal this year. And there's lots of teams that I thought were, you know, maybe the first or second best team in the league that weren't in those rankings either. So it's so early. I mean, there'll be teams in that ranking that are below 500 by the end of the year. It's just a guess based on what people might be getting back and might not be getting back. And the first weekend of the year is really, it's a shame that we're playing games on when all of our best players are away, but that's just the way it is. But it's almost, you're penalized as a team for having guys at NHL camps, you know, because you could have 6-7 guys away, and that's tough when in junior hockey when those guys are clearly the elite guys on your team. So, but that being said, it's a good experience for our young guys, too, to come in and try and go 2-0 this weekend despite having, you know, some significant guys away.